Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Devotional. Today we will be reading from Psalm 47. Psalm 47. Clap your hands, O peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. I really like the opening of this psalm, how it is so joyfully inviting people to come and worship God. There is an overflowing excitement for them wanting to shout to God with songs of joy. At the same time, I also felt challenged to have that kind of urge to give praises to God. The last time I genuinely cheered and shouted for someone was at an NBA game. It was Warriors versus Celtics. It was my dream to see the Warriors play in person. And so I got so excited when I saw them play. Whenever Warriors made a good shot, fast break, or steal, I just can't help but have the urge inside me to cheer for them. So as I'm reading through this psalm, I also want to have the same strong desire to sing songs of praises to God. Verse 2, it says, "For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth." The psalmist praised God simply for his kingship over the earth. A lot of time, God's kingship is just a piece of information in my mind. I think remembering Israelites' history helped me understand more of the psalmist's heart of worship. I think having a king ruled over the earth is especially significant for Israelites. You know, they were working as slaves under the Egyptian for 400 years. Pharaoh saw them as a threat because they had been fruitful and multiplied, and so he made their labor really harsh and forced them to abandon newborn girls. Being treated as slaves like this, Israelites definitely couldn't see Egypt as their home, nor see Pharaoh as their king, you know, someone who will protect them and seek well-being for them. Some of them might be asking where they belong. Fast forwards to Israelites took over the promised land. We might tend to think Israel as a nation was as big and as strong as the nations around them back then. But Israel was actually pretty small among other nations, like Assyria, Babylon, Persia. Israel was attacked by the surrounding nations many times throughout history. And so when Israelites were praising God for his kingship over all the earth, just like from verse 2 to 4, "For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves." I think it's very excited and hopeful for them because even though they have been slaves and they are weak and small, but they're God is the King of the universe. They're proclaiming to the world that no one can overcome him. He is the creator of the universe. He's a ruler of the universe, and he will fight the battles for them. And then comes the pick of this song, verse 5, say, "God has gone up with the shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet." I think the phrase "gone up" symbolizes God enthroned in heaven. You know, God is not just the God of the earth, but also the God of heaven. And their joy of singing praises to God continues to verse 6 and 7. They invited people to sing praises 4 times. And then at the end of this psalm, it says, the princes of the peoples gathered as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. It is calling the princes of the people together to exalt God together. It's not just the Jews are under God's kingship. We as God's sons and daughters are also under God's kingship. The shield of God will cover us as we surrender under Him. I hope that we will have the same desire to worship God as this psalmist. Maybe there's a place in your life where you really need God's kingship over it. Just like the Israelites, they see God's kingship as a treasure because they have been rescued by God from Egypt, and also their nation is so weak, so they need God to reign over it. I hope we can also see God's kingship as treasure in the areas we feel like we are weak or we can't control. Let me pray for us. God, thank you for your word today. Thank you for reminding us that your kingship is a treasure for us. He reigns over all the heaven and earth. There's no one who can overcome you. I pray that we will welcome you into our life, our mind, our soul to be our king. Our hearts will be so joyful to sing praises to you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.